What did you do during the war?
I worked in a radio factory.
What did you really do during the war?
Are you paying attention?
Filming at Bletchley Park was amazing. It was a very important part of the film. Not my words, but Benedict Cumberbatch's. The Oscar-nominated actor who played Alan Turing in the hugely popular biopic was emphatic about how filming key scenes at Bletchley Park helped the cast feel their characters come alive. It's nearly a year since The Imitation Game hit cinemas, and sadly, all good things must come to an end. This month is your last chance to see the exhibition featuring props, costumes and set dressing from the movie in the very rooms where filming took place here at Bletchley Park. The Imitation Game, the exhibition, is open until the 1st of November, so here's one last chance to hear what Benedict and the rest of the cast really thought about walking in their characters' footsteps.
It was incredible filming at Bletchley Park. I think it's such a rare thing to be able to go to the actual real buildings and see the real huts and everything else. It was great just to be within those walls.
You almost feel that you can feel the presence of all those incredible minds when you walk into the main building in Bletchley Park, and all of us felt that, you know, the hairs stand on end on our necks when we went in there. You know, it also brought home the responsibility we felt in portraying these characters and telling Alan Turing's story and telling it to the very best of our ability and really bringing to life a story that people really don't know and really should know about this incredible man and the incredible work done at Bletchley Park.
I think it was very emotional for all the actors and for all the crew to be there. And this is where it actually happened. This is where, you know, it took place. And just the fact that all the enigmas in the film are the actual enigmas from the war. I remember all the actors were shocked when we brought an enigma for the first time and just touch it and, you know, just see it there. And then it's a great reminder that this actually happened. This helped save so many people and it was such an important time.
Shooting at Bletchley Park was very important. Even for me as a writer, just to walk around, walk down those paths and be in those buildings and to sort of feel that. As filmmakers, we realize the responsibility of the task at hand at telling the story and doing justice to it. And then just as a person, you realize these people were able to accomplish wonders, and that was tremendous and set the bar very high for us as filmmakers. You know, the world around us has been made possible thanks to Bletchley Park, and that's something that we should never forget.
It was amazing. I mean, what an extraordinary experience. And to work in the environs where all this happened, where the people breathed, lived, loved, worked, struggled, kept secrets, were heroic, quietly, stoically, was really, really overwhelming. It was a very important part of the film. I think it wouldn't have felt right not to have had a moment with Bletchley Park featuring properly. And the parts that we were able to feature that were Bletchley were just magic moments in the filming sort of schedule. It really was very special.